interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Well, we've all done it. We texted the wrong person. You enter the wrong number. You send the text out, and you're like, oh, God. Who did I just send that text to? I was off by a digit two or two here or there. Well, hopefully it didn't cost you as much as it did this guy here in South Carolina. This guy was looking to move some drugs, and he texted what he thought was a buddy, a prospective buyer, and instead it went to a deputy. Monday afternoon, a deputy's checking his phone, and he sees an unsolicited picture of packaged marijuana sitting next to a pistol in the picture. So the deputy then begins a dialogue. Well, how are you? Not revealing
well,
his cover.
How are you?
The guy says, "Yeah, let's go. Let's get a meeting place set. Let's get this thing. Let's get this transaction in place." So he met with a 31-year-old suspect, and of course, arrested him. The guy just entered the wrong number.
And how about this? Back on the 7th of May, at the Akita part of Japan, the Akita Prefecture, the Union Fire Department chief was out clearing some land by his parents' home in Kazuno City. He was confronted by several insects, which reports refer to as hachi, John, a Japanese word that can encompass all kinds of yellow, stingy bugs, from humble bumblebees to murder hornets. So he's out there clearing the land by his parents' house, and here come the murder hornets. Let's just say they're murder hornets. Why not? So he decides, okay, I need to scare these off. He lights a road flare and begins to swing the road flare around, hoping to scare off the murder hornets.
I don't know.
He ends up throwing the road flare at the bugs in self-defense. It lands in a pile of grass. 3 fire engines and 11 firefighters later, they put that whole thing out, and he puts out a press release that says, hey, don't do what I did.
That's a win for the murder hornets.
Get a can of bug spray.
That's not going to do it. That's not going to do it either. Run. Murder hornets, run. Get underground or something. Finally, a lawmaker in Canada is apologizing for participating in a Zoom session of Parliament while he was in a bathroom stall. 55-year-old lawmaker who represents a district in Ontario took part in a bill debate while he was in the bathroom. Now, this session was not available for public viewing, but his fellow lawmakers saw it all. And one of his fellow lawmakers, he was trying to hide it, but
gave him away.
She noticed something strange about the background that the guy was using.
And the flushing that kept happening in the background.
She suggested, is that a... This looks like you're in a bathroom. And then he had to admit that that's where he was. And then this got around to, this wasn't all of them. All the lawmakers weren't there. But then when the rest of everybody found out about it, another lawmaker suggested Monday that this guy be held in contempt of the House, claiming he defiled the, quote, cathedral of Canadian democracy. The guilty lawmaker eventually apologized, and he called his actions a lapse of judgment.
The Canadian Cathedral of what?
The Cathedral of Canadian Democracy. Maybe that's just another name for a toilet stall. Maybe that's how they ought to rename that stall, the Cathedral of Canadian Democracy, when they find it.